91. A wife is a fruit in somebody's hand. A large ancient man falls in love, to use the language of the gutter, but God's in love with his javelin, his diamond-studded belt, his orisons, his love songs, his amazing self-deceptions, slew Orion into a thing in the winter sky. The gods made him a constellation. This means they took him away. They hid him living among the stars, always near us, breathing. The gods are so good at hiding, hid him in plain sight, his gleaming eyes above us all winter long. They hid him deep inside our explanations. We lost the story and barely look at the stars. So the man, little more than a boy really, just married, is gone, hunting heaven with the ruby tip of his spear, harrying you too night by night as you toss and turn in hot explaining. But who are these gods, these beings who live only in explanations? And maybe in the thunder round my house woke me at first light. But who's me? The rain that tricks the flowers into thinking. Practice, idle flower. Every island has its aerial, the squeeze of weather. Commercial transaction, poetry, keeps the meter hold. Trade value of each expression as cod, cod cheeks, hake, corned hake, flounder, fluke. Those are commodities or foods. Words are the culls of the system, the one-armed, the unsellable we give away here and there. A word with two claws gets through the screen and comes to you, say by cell phone, and tells the bareback truth just once, until the halfling words all round devour it. When it is eaten up and gone, it is myth again, safe in the Milky Way inside you, the lights by which you journey inward, you and I. It really is about us, after all. The town explainer is part of the town. The further language gets from conversation, it darkens in Narcissus's mirror. Sermons are a natural part of talk. Sermo equals conversation. That's why I tell you what I had for lunch. 92. Birthday, a piano lesson. Walking through the wall, all sounds of phantoms. Do you know that? I stood and thought about it like a trumpet sounding. I did not understand it very long. There's a man playing a trombone in the basement. A sound, he said, is just a revenant, a brief scar of something that happened to the air. Sounds are ghosts that come to haunt you, hanging out for years and fears in the dank cathedral of your reminiscence, melody my melody until you can hear no more. Ghosts of mouths and ghosts of hammer blows, no difference in the rain. What to do with this information? Take it to the rose, the primitive, the one by sea cliffs springing. Amidst all the inversions of your attention, sea glass, lawnmower, sacred fraction, mosaic doubts, cruciform bryophytes, and whisper this. All sounds are this sound. This kiss is every kiss. There is no difference. There is no special mouth. Just stairway and parking lot forever. Cars bake in sun inside the dew-soaked rose. Or is it one more time, your moist breath, condensing on the cooler petal, sunshine and attitude, things still left to buy, drugs to silence the distances, just like the time before, and still it hurts, just like now, but actually it's gone. 93. What's so real about reality? Cordovan, shoe polish, celery seed, slate, anecdote, bay tree, thickets, wings, tines, tombs, tell me wax, gouger music from conversation with a screwdriver slept on the stairs. Soft as a washcloth, herself in bed. No names, almost sober, especially. Soaked grass, but a view of the window. Dark bed, and the emperor passes outside. And who lies there, dying or writhing? Or is it just settling a quilt around themselves? Alarming tendencies of objects, eyeless things, to act like subjects. I have seen the emperor, sinister espresso device, pillow with ideas, such a huge horse, not so simple Anglo, not so white and smirky the end of history. The things are the stars in which we move, floundering vapors in love with solidity, but all we do is buy and sell, never taking deep upon ourselves the changeless suchness of the actual. But isn't this just becoming? Just then the toaster sang, and the mail fell out of the ceiling, and the house was a dream again, all road and no go. 94. Now it is sunny, and the dream must die, never tell and always told, a brick for breakfast with a letter baked in it, resistance and affection of the wrist, stolen vocabulary unmined, bookless readers, itchy tongues. Do not frustrate me, oh my darling. Let the sad tune have just once a happy ending. Why should it when nothing does? Cut the opera before the death scene. Let the curtain down whilst they still sing, and let the audience stroll fantasizing home. Music knows no longitude. Ein Lied geht die Welt, they sang just before the U-boats did. We call this the dead man's window. Music's boring unless you listen. Hearing it just kills you. 95. Unlicked postage stamp, how long till we kiss? Turn on the spine, the old brain needs caress. Kundalini on the prowl, her tongue flickers, waves the mint away and brings you in her mouth to kiss and taste a serious quince from the tree of thee, knowing well and ill, this picture is the only one we know. Girl instructed by the serpent's mouth, the tree, the man astonished at this conversation, which is a turning. Things turn into one another, as Dante shows the snake and thief in turn, and we, amazed at his descriptive skill, perceive or guess what he's too busy to. That transmutation is the essence of our liberty, that we can slough our properties and take others on, and then the same again, timelessly varying till we get it right. No snake, no thief, no theology. The star would shift instead. Come out of the desert, Miriam. You have been too many men already. Let her nude breakfast bring. Let her palm sing. Let henna tell her hair. The stars are everywhere around us, not just up there. And every line, a maxim for my mother. An honest answer, Dora, to Freud, is always physical. How could we trust a word to speak? It's what does the talking tells. Hence the lyre horns of the alpha ox. We string and strum, coaxing vowels out of matter, see, or whistle in the reeds at midnight, till even I am born. 96. And Eve took it from the serpent's mouth. The Latin says so, and the picture proves it, and ate it, and Adam looked on greedily aside until she gave him too, ab ore serpentis. Where had it come from? How did the snake come by it? Got it from Gilgamesh, who left it by the lakeside, the riverside, when he was weary and sweaty, and stepped down to bathe. And the serpent stole it, says the story, but I think it had always belonged to him, to her, a fruit-like jewel that was her own. And this in Edenic generosity, she writhed up the tree to give to Eve. But what was that fruit or flower? It may have been a fleshy flower, old men are young again, or the one called live forever, or the leafless blossom of the lone Polonia, that stands up in the graveyard, ombudsman for the island's dead, foretelling nothing. A fruit with no promises, a taste with no consequences, just the understanding ego with something sudden, sweet in its mouth. 97. Imperfectly like a root, but truthfully like a wasp nest, its vague symmetry, joyfully like a fingernail, blue with dirt, the gardener's moon, but givingly also bent low with deciding from a riot of immigrants choosing one accurate wife. 98. You feel about God the way men feel about their fathers, fondly over their shoulders, very well. The lover comes to the beloved with no rose but hands open, and this null rose doesn't have to know so much, whoever you are now, patriot of silence, moving gritty among crowds, showing the sign of your closed lips. 99. Canticle of Adam. The bird brought it. You called it afternoon. I cupped it in my mouth. The birds were different then. I want to be empty, the way your mouth was. I had to take it in, to swallow everything. What food can empty me? People were different then. They said anything came into their heads. It didn't have to mean the same thing every time. Things were different then. Lay light on my hand, say soft beneath you. You liked the taste. The word liked me. 100. But what do you do after understanding? The silence in you heals thousands. Seraphim of Sarov said, little cabin in the snowy woods, a cheesy poem rules the empire, a star of need, you put it there. The sky's only 10 miles away. Easy enough to put a new star there. Our government of trolls will never notice. Public policy, a naked lunatic screaming in the street. Don't go there, I see a yellow wolf eyes of your argument. Better be silent, better be Sarovsky, and the silent throng of pilgrims watching the snowflakes settle and blessing everyone, Tachdif, with equal slowness falls. 101. Solve coagula. Stalwart if suave, a mic fallen from the producer's hand, the cinema is a dissolving art, poetry a concretizing one. Both are needed for your alchemy. We visit the dump. We camp on the slope of the grassy landfill hump from which here and there vents from underground burn blue with methane. Corpse gases, balefire. It's as much like a Ganges Ghat as we can find near home or tolerate. The blue demonic glimmer I love well. The smell, the sense of being on an earth unsteady, uneasy in its gut. As the minor asteroids hurry towards their long delayed conversations with us, oh my God, it really could be dead land with no corpses, just the quiet blue flame like little neighbor stars, and down below us, corruption and new forms. Res nova, new thing, meant rebellion in old Rome, a bad thing to be new or blue or rhyme with anything, even you. Claudia, elegant trollop, handmaiden of a timeless word you made him speak, timid rebel with his head on fire, with the taste of you, all time and wine. Can you distinguish your beauty and all his many songs shaped exactly like your ear? 102. Ocean understanding. The child possesses everything he can think, she thinks. And the old man, in the Hampstead garden, among his costly flowers, saw no reason to change her mind. The ocean thinks in us. In some books he had read, the white people actually come down from the moors, or the moon, or the suburban line, to console with their immense difference the transparent language they whisper to the child. So he looks at Freud with sympathy. He knew. He was sure. He knew, but only hinted in his exciting, though rather turgid books. He knew the child knows everything and chooses the systematic metaphors by which to live the whole new life to come. The untellable story Freud yearned with all his lust to hear from sumptuous analysands upon his divan, not the supine babble of their conscious games he had to listen so hard to penetrate, and woman after woman he listened to hear the real story beneath the told, and sometimes did. It's all about listening, that much he knew, and said and taught. But his talking cure cured not the one who spoke, but the one who listened. 103. Pelasgic, Freud meant, the ocean feeling, illimitable appetite to apprehend, in the new mind knowing, interpenetrates and impregnates the object of its scrutiny without actually having it. Eden of recency. Language comes later, when a child starts forgetting the first language, the immediate answering of first knowing, and learns human language out of courtesy, to share with others a little bit of what the child knows so well, but why did the others forget? I know this. I was a child, knew the pain of trying to share, break what I knew into pieces small enough to say, to get the words right, and they never were, hardly ever are, even now. Oh God, the things we clearly, dearly know and never tell, every single one of us, a Dante in the dark. Hence all the fuss of listening, hard to hear the story behind what is told. Outrageous demand, I make and make again, to hear the whole story, heart's own Yiddish, nothing lost.